Hi, and welcome to Wendelicious at Goal. I'm your host, Wendy Volker, and I am Wendelicious. I recently lost 48.5 pounds and earned lifetime membership using the Weight Watchers program. Each week on this show, I will share my personal successes and failures and provide support and motivation to others on a weight loss journey, whether or not it's Weight Watchers. The views expressed on this show are my own and are not endorsed by Weight Watchers. So let's go. Happy Monday evening. A little bit late in the evening, but hey, welcome. It is episode number 16. I can hardly believe I am on episode number 16, still going strong, still loving this. Thank you all for being out there and for listening to Wendelicious. It is, it's great to know that there are people out there listening to me, because Lord knows my husband doesn't. Anyway, welcome to episode 16. And you may have noticed that this episode posted a little later than normal. But gotta be honest, I have, after many stress-filled Sundays, probably 14 or 15 of them, I've decided to move the recording of my show to Monday evenings instead of Sunday evenings. My Sundays have turned out to just be way too busy. Sundays are the day that I go to my Weight Watchers meeting, and then I'll usually get a run in, and then I'll clean my house, and then I also do all my food prep for the week. I do all my laundry, and I basically get myself set for the week. And adding the podcast recording to all of this after I'm done with my cleaning and I've made dinner, it's been stressing me out, because some nights I don't even get to start recording till maybe 10 o'clock, 10:30. And then I'm not done, you know, uploading everything till about midnight. And so it turns out to be a really late night, and it's been stressing me out. And I do not want to be in a place of stress when I'm recording this podcast. I want this show to be fun and positive. So in order to do that, you will be getting this show on Monday evenings from now on. It's still the beginning of the week. It's still Monday, but with a much friendlier and more fun Wendy. Now, I was a little rowdy last week, a little obnoxious, so I'm sorry. I was really tired and really stressed out, and it was really, really late. But I'm not going to have that problem again. You're going to have nothing but bubbles and sunshine from me from now on. So thanks for understanding, and we'll be doing this on Monday evenings from now on. So let's move on in. How did I do for the week? Well, good news and bad news. I did lose those 3 pounds that I gained last week, which is great. I knew it was really just water weight, but, you know, 3 pounds is 3 pounds, and it still messes with your mind. So like I said, I did lose those 3 pounds, but I'm still a teeny bit over my goal weight range. It was 0.6 pounds higher than I needed to be this week. So I had to pay my weekly fee this week. Oh, well, I really wasn't bothered by it. I could have waited until next week to weigh in. I do have one more week in the month, but I just wanted to get it over with and not have it hanging over my head for another week. So now I've only got 9 pounds left to lose of my 10-pound goal by May 19th. That's 5 weeks away. Let's see how close I can get. At this point, it's probably going to be a little bit of a heavy lift to get to the actual 10-pound goal, but I'm not giving up. I'm just going to do my best, keep plugging along, and let's just see how close I can get to that goal. And on the plus side, my week was really good in so many other ways. I stayed on plan all week. I got in 4 days of exercise, including a run outside on Saturday. It was glorious. The weather is really starting to get nicer here. Today was 73 degrees. And I don't know about you, but I just feel so much better about life, the universe, and everything when it's nice out. Yesterday, I took my younger, fatter dog out for a nice long walk. We did about 2 miles. She really needed the exercise, and she had a blast. We went up to the park by my house. She really loved it. So that was super nice, and the weather was spectacular. And then after that, I took my elderly dog on a nice little walk around the block. I wasn't sure at first if she'd be able to walk that long because the seizures that she's been having have kind of affected her walking a little bit. She's a little bit more wobbly than normal. She's, you know, her back legs are not working as well as they used to, so she has a hard time walking sometimes. But so I wasn't sure if she'd be able to even walk, you know, even halfway around the block, but boy did she surprise me. She practically ran the entire time. She was like bouncing and running. She was having so much fun. She was stopping and sniffing everything. She was just looking so happy. It was honestly the best part of my whole entire week. It was just awesome just watching her have so much fun walking around. So all in all, it was a great week. And I hope you had a great week too, and that you're ready to get moving into another great week. I hope the weather is getting better wherever you are. I hope that you're getting geared up for a fantastic week. I've got a great topic today, I think, that I hope you will find interesting. This week's topic is do whatever it takes. So here in Cleveland, we've got our beloved Cleveland Cavaliers playing in the NBA playoffs. This is the third year that they've been doing that. It's really nice to have LeBron back in town to get us to the playoffs. Now, every year, as they try to get themselves into the NBA Finals, the Cavs and their media team, their social media team, create a catchphrase that the entire fan base uses everywhere, and it's kind of the rallying cry for the series. And this time, the rallying cry is whatever it takes. So if you head on over to Twitter and you type in the hashtag whatever it takes, it's going to come up Cleveland Cavaliers, and you're going to see that it's just really, it's everywhere. And that's, you can't, you know, go anywhere in Cleveland without hearing whatever it takes. So what that means is that the team is going to do whatever it takes to get to the finals and bring home another NBA championship to Cleveland. Now, last night's game, it was looking kind of rough. The Cavs were down 2-1 against the Pacers, and they were really struggling for the first half in last night's game. But our man LeBron and the rest of the Cavs pulled out a victory, and now the series is tied 2-2, and they are coming back to Cleveland for the remainder of the series. All because the Cavs pledged, and they are going to do whatever it takes to get to the NBA Finals. They've got goals. And I was thinking that this is a perfect topic for this week's episode too. Are you doing whatever it takes to achieve your goals? Am I doing whatever it takes? It is very easy to tell when someone is willing to work hard and actually do whatever it takes to be successful. And it's really easy to tell when someone isn't quite ready to do it. You know, you hear, I want this, but I'm not willing to give up that, or I'm not willing to change this, or I don't think I can do that. I don't know. Well, that's when you know that these folks are not really ready or willing to make a change or to work for what you want. If you don't want it bad enough, you will find excuses as to why you're not getting the results you like. You'll use these excuses to justify your failure and inaction. It wasn't my fault that I didn't succeed because XYZ happened. I hear that all the time. I don't want to give up chocolate. I don't want to exercise. I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want to. Those are excuses. Those are cop-outs. If you want something bad enough, you will do whatever it takes to get there. This isn't really a newsflash, but success in life can be hard. Rome was not built in a day, as you've heard, and quick fixes don't work and they don't stick. If what you want is worth fighting for, it's probably going to take work. It's going to take months of work, hours upon hours of dedication, and a level of determination that's beyond anything you've done before. And what you want, that's your why, my friends, the ultimate key to your success. Figure out your why you're doing this all in the first place, and use that why to keep you moving forward, keep you doing whatever it takes to get you to that ultimate goal, to get you to your why. Do you know what your why is? Have you really taken the time to think long and hard about exactly what it is that you want? Why are you trying to lose weight? Why are you seeking out a change? Why do you want something different? If you don't have that clear vision in your head about why you're doing this, you are gonna struggle. You're gonna wander aimlessly in the desert with nothing to keep you focused and nothing to keep you moving forward. Nothing pulling you to be better, to do better, to feel better. But if you have that why fully defined and fully envisioned, you can focus on it, remind yourself of it, keep it at the top of your mind all the time, and keep you on plan and on track to achieve all your goals. I know I've mentioned this to you before. My why is I want to be lean and strong, and I have that on a bright yellow post-it note stuck on my bathroom mirror that I look at every day, twice a day, three times a day, reminding me of my why, reminding me why I need to stay on my food plan, reminding me why I need to go to the gym, reminding me why I need to get my butt outside and run, because I want to be lean and strong. That is my why, and I am willing to do whatever it takes to achieve that. I am willing to stay on my food plan. I am willing to run 4 miles. I am willing to take 2 fitness classes a week because that's going to get me to my why. And when you give yourself no other option than success and you flat out refuse to accept anything less, you will get it done. If you just do whatever it takes, make those sacrifices, not take no for an answer, and explore every possible option in order to get what you want, you will do it. There is always a way, but you have to put in the work and the time. You have to do what it takes. You have to do whatever it takes. You know this. I know this. My dog knows this. Weight loss takes time. If you are truly serious about losing weight, and if you're listening to this podcast, I bet you are. If you're truly serious, it actually has to be one of the major priorities in your life, at least for the beginning, probably longer. When I was starting my weight loss journey, I took Weight Watchers with me wherever I went. I looked up every food and I tracked it in my app even before I ate it, sometimes the day before, most of the time the day before. I planned each day out ahead of time. I made my breakfast and my lunches and my snacks the night before. If I was going to go out to eat, I looked up menus online and I figured out exactly what I was going to eat and what was in those dishes at my favorite restaurants and how many points they were. It was, and it still is, a lot of work. It took a lot of time. It still takes a lot of time, but it is an investment. It's my insurance plan. And now all of those things are actual habits that I do almost without thinking. They've just become part of my lifestyle. My investment has paid off. I know where I can go to eat and not worry about it. My kitchen is full of food choices that fit my plan. All right, yes, there are some cheese crackers in there too, but I know how many points they are. And I've measured them out and I put them in little individual baggies. All right, true confession time. I also bought some dark chocolate marzipan candies at Aldi this week, and I think they might be the death of me, but I believe I can handle it. They are 3 points per piece. And listen, you know, Aldi, they're Aldi finds. Limited time. I don't know when I'm going to be able to get them again. I had to buy them. Get off my back.
All right. I just bought them. Okay. 3 points apiece. I can handle it. All right. But okay, here's the reality check of the whole situation. I would love to tell you that if you simply want it bad enough, it'll happen. That's not true. No matter how many meetings you attend, no matter how much money you spend, no matter how many great blogs and Facebook pages you join, or how many podcasts you listen to, weight loss will not just happen. However, I will tell you this. If you want it badly enough and you are willing to invest the time, it will happen. You most certainly can do it without a doubt. It doesn't matter how many times you've tried before. No matter how much you weigh, no matter how old you are, you can do it. It doesn't matter how many times you've failed before. Try again. Put everything you have into this program. Plan, prepare, make your weight loss a huge priority in your life. It is an investment that will pay off in spades, I promise you. I am not the best at keeping journals. I always, you know, thought I would always start a journal ever since I was like a kid. Start a journal and I'd write in it in with a nice purple pen for like a week and then I get bored and move on. But so I'm not the best at it. But back in November, as I was beginning to push to get to goal before Christmas, I dragged out one of those pretty notebooks that I always have on hand to use as a journal for the next 6 weeks to take notes about things happening to me, things I notice, and remind myself of my why. And on the front of the journal, I wrote three letters in large black Sharpie marker. QFA. QFA. Quit effing around. Sorry for the potty mouth, but that's what it meant. I was telling myself to quit screwing around and start taking this thing seriously. Start putting in the actual work that it's going to take to get you to goal. This was the time. This had to be the time. This had to be the last time I would ever do this. I never wanted to be in that place again, ever. I never wanted to be struggling again, ever. This is the time that I was going to do whatever it took to get to my goal. And yes, you know, it worked. I worked that plan. I worked that plan so hard it hurt. I tracked every single bite. I went to every single meeting and I did not stray from the path of righteousness. And I made it to my goal weight on Christmas Eve. And since there is no rest for the weary, I did it all over again for the next 6 weeks of maintenance so I could earn lifetime membership by my birthday on February 3rd. And I did it. Why? How? Because I was willing to do whatever it took to get me to my goal. I QFA'd. I quit screwing around. Now, today, over the last couple months, you know, if you've listened to the show, my resolve has slipped a little bit, I'll be honest, but I have not quit. I have not given up. Every day I pick myself back up and I get myself back in the game day by day by day. I have 5 weeks left until the Cleveland Marathon when I'm going to be running that stupid 5K on Saturday and 10K on Sunday. Why did I ever get myself into that? And 5 weeks left of my 10-pound weight loss goal challenge. No matter what happens, May 19th, we'll get here. And I don't want to be sitting around wondering why I didn't work hard to achieve that goal, kicking myself in the butt, going, what's the matter with you? I don't want to do that. That race is happening. Am I going to just finish? Or am I going to do whatever it takes to make sure I set a new personal record? Maybe not in the 10K, but damn it, I can set a new personal record for that 5K. And I'm gonna. I'm going to do whatever it takes. And I know what it takes. It takes getting out there,
and running 3 times a week and following my training plan and going to my fitness classes and staying on my plan to keep my body in healthy and in the best shape it can be. I'm going to do whatever it takes. And on May 21st, if I haven't keeled over dead at the finish line, you will hear my voice on this podcast, and I will tell you that I set a new personal record for that 5K, and hopefully I will have set a new personal record pace for that 10K, and I will have crossed both finish lines, and I will have my 3 medals around my neck. I can't wait. I already can feel how that's going to feel. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to get that. And you need to get that attitude too. Figure out what it's going to take to get you to your goals and do it. Do whatever it takes. You can and you will. I believe in you. You need to believe in you. It can happen. You just got to work. All right. So here's another sports story for you. And if anybody that knew me from even recently heard me telling sports stories, you probably think I was nuts. I never liked sports, but I like sports now. Anyway, here's another sports story for you. This time from baseball, which is my favorite sport, and my favorite Cleveland Indians. So third baseman, Jose Ramirez, he's been in a bit of a batting slump since the beginning of the season with a pretty low batting average. I mean, it's not horrible, but it's not what he's capable of. And a reporter asked him about it over the weekend, and he said, this is a quote, "Even when things aren't going my way, I stay positive. I work at it, and I know eventually I'm going to get out of it." Well, take Jose's advice. Stay positive, stay on plan, and do whatever it takes to get yourself to your goals. Here's another little piece of advice, and I think I mentioned this on last week's episode too. It is worth repeating. It is worth repeating every single day. If you keep doing what you've always done, you'll keep getting what you've always got. You have to make a change to see a change. Do it. Do whatever it takes. If it's worth it, it is worth working hard for. And once you get there, it will be so worth it. I promise. Well, that is it for this episode. That is the end of episode number 16. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also find my show on Stitcher, Google Play, and TuneIn. Leave me a rating and a review, and please share the show with your friends. Your reviews will help more people find me, and then they'll start getting the same motivation and inspiration that you're getting. You can also find me on Facebook. Search for the Wendelicious at Goal Facebook page, and I've also started a private Facebook group, also called Wendelicious at Goal, which is a better way to share posts and comments privately within our own little group. I've added the link to both groups into the show notes, so click on over and join up. Still a new group, and new members always welcome. I think I'm going to try to do some Facebook Live videos over there too, if I get some time over the week. So if you want to see me instead of just hear me, that's the place to go. I'm also on Instagram. I post photos of food that I've made and my adorable little pooches. So it's a fun feed. Come on over, say hi. Like I said, I will post all of my profile links in the show notes. And please don't forget, drop me a line, send me an email, and tell me how you're doing. My email address is wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. It's WENDALICIOUS radio@gmail.com. I really want to hear from you. My email box has been empty for the past couple of weeks, and I'm feeling very lonely and unloved. So please show me some love. Send me an email. I want to hear from you, and I want to read your email on the air because people need to know that they're not alone out there. So send in your email, ask your questions, make your comments, tell me how you're doing. I want to share it, and I want everybody to hear what's going on in your world instead of just hearing what's going on in my world. Well, that's it. Have a great week, everybody, and meet me back here next Monday. Let's do this. Let's do whatever it takes. See you then.